Welcome to episode 657 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of Judges does not specifically name its author. According to tradition, it was written by the prophet Samuel. Internal evidence indicates that the author of Judges lived shortly after the period of the Judges. Samuel fits this qualification. The book focuses primarily on several different judges and their roles in delivering Israel from oppression. Although it was written long before Jesus' earthly ministry, we can see parallels, foreshadowings, and themes that can be connected to Jesus in the book. Towards the end of his life, Joshua, appointed by God to lead his people into the promised land, gathered all the tribes of Israel together and said these words to them: "Choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your father served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and the elders who outlived him. But after that generation passed away, the new generation turned to the worship of other gods and abandoned the ways of their ancestors. It is in response to broken promises that God raises up judges.
Today's top 10 list.
10 ways in which we can find glimpses of Jesus in the book of Judges.
Number 1.
Deliverance and redemption. The cycle of sin, oppression, repentance, and deliverance seen throughout the book of Judges reflects the need for redemption. Jesus fulfills this need through his sacrificial death on the cross, providing redemption and freedom for all who believe in him. The judges in the book serve as deliverers, saving the Israelites from their enemies and providing temporary relief. In this role, they serve as types of Christ, as they were chosen by God to deliver the Israelites from oppression. They prefigure Jesus as the ultimate deliverer who rescues humanity from the bondage of sin. Jesus, as the ultimate deliverer, brings salvation and liberation from the oppression of sin and its consequences. God's compassionate delivery of his people despite their sin and rejection of him presents a picture of Christ on the cross. Jesus died to deliver his people, all who would ever believe in him, from their sin. Although most of those who followed him during his ministry would eventually fall away and reject him, still he remained faithful to his promise and went to the cross to die for us.
Number 2.
A child of promise. The Israelites were oppressed by the Philistines for 40 years due to their disobedience and idolatry. In the town of Zorah lived a childless couple named Manoah and his wife, whose name is not mentioned in the Bible. One day, an angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife, announcing that she would conceive and bear a son. The angel instructed her to observe specific instructions during her pregnancy, including abstaining from certain foods and drink, as well as avoiding any contact with a dead body. The child was to be set apart as a Nazarite, dedicated to God from birth. In many ways, this announcement foreshadows the birth of John the Baptist, who was also born to a childless couple, and it was also set aside as a Nazarite. However, the announcement to Samson's mother that she would bear a son to lead Israel is also a foreshadowing of the announcement to Mary of the birth of the Messiah. God sent his angel to both women and told them they would conceive and bear a son who would lead God's people.
Number 3.
Foreshadowing of the cross. Israel's enemies, after they had successfully subdued Samson the judge and strongman, brought him to the temple of their god Dagon in Gaza, where a great assembly of people had gathered to mock and humiliate him. Bound with bronze shackles and blinded, Samson was placed between the pillars supporting the temple structure. As the Philistines reveled in their victory, Samson seized this moment to call upon the Lord for strength one last time. He pleaded with God to restore his supernatural power, vowing to give his life to avenge the Philistines and to bring deliverance to Israel. In an extraordinary display of God's faithfulness and Samson's renewed strength, he pushed against the temple's pillars with all his might, The pillars gave way, causing the entire temple to collapse, bearing Samson and all those inside, including the rulers and people of the land. In his death, Samson killed more Philistines than he had during his entire life. The story of Samson, particularly his sacrificial death, foreshadows the redemptive work of Jesus on the cross. Samson's death brought deliverance to Israel, just as Jesus' death brings salvation to all who trust in him.
Number 4.
Judges as mediators. The judges served as mediators between God and the people of Israel, advocating for them and interceding on their behalf. Jesus, as a mediator between God and humanity, reconciles us to God and intercedes for us before the Father.
Number 5.
Divine appointments. The judges were raised up by God to fulfill specific roles and bring about his divine purposes. Similarly, Jesus was appointed by God as the Messiah, and his mission on earth was divinely ordained. The judges can be seen as imperfect types or representations of Jesus. They exhibited different aspects of leadership, courage, and faithfulness, albeit with human flaws. Jesus fulfills and surpasses their roles as the perfect and ultimate judge, prophet, priest, and king.
Number 6.
God's faithfulness. Despite the Israelites' repeated disobedience and waywardness, God remained faithful to his covenant with them. The book of Judges is a testament to God's faithfulness. This foreshadows the faithfulness of Jesus, who remains faithful to his promises even when we are unfaithful.
Number 7.
Victory over enemies. The judges achieved victories over the enemies of Israel, symbolizing Jesus' ultimate victory over sin, Satan, and death. Jesus conquered the powers of darkness through his death, resurrection, and triumph at the cross.
Number 8.
Wisdom and guidance. The judges were endowed with divine wisdom and guidance to lead the people of Israel. Jesus, as the wisdom of God, provides guidance and wisdom to believers through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Number 9.
Spiritual restoration. The book of Judges portrays a cycle of spiritual decline and restoration. Jesus brings about spiritual restoration through his redemptive work, transforming lives and renewing hearts.
Number 10.
Promise of a coming king. The book highlights the need for a righteous leadership and the lack of a stable monarchy in Israel. This need for a righteous king points forward to Jesus, the perfect king, whose kingdom cannot fall. Jesus is the righteous king who will reign with justice, peace, and righteousness forever. These glimpses of Jesus in the book of Judges highlight his role as the Savior, Deliverer, Mediator, and King, demonstrating the continuity and foreshadowing of his redemptive work throughout the Old Testament. Father, thank you that though we may be unfaithful to you, as the Israelites were, though we may break promises, still you are faithful to save us and preserve us, and to forgive us when we seek forgiveness. Help us to be faithful to you today and forever. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.